In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. One summer, when I was in college, I took a road trip out west. The destination was the Grand Canyon. For any of you who have ever visited that place, you know that there are really no words to describe it and do it any kind of justice. Along with visiting that spectacular place, there were stops along the way. One of those stops was Mesa Verde. Mesa Verde is a national park that contains several ancient Native American cliff dwellings. These are structures that have been built on the rock face, pressed up against and tucked into dramatic cliffs in the Colorado desert. Some locations are whole villages where once a people with a rich culture lived and thrived. While driving into this park, it was hard not to notice the beautiful landscape. But some of it had clearly gone through a recent forest fire. Trees were left charred black. The ground was a different color than the rest of the area. It was clear that this part of the wilderness had been transformed and reshaped by a powerful force. During a tour of the cliff dwellings, a national park ranger mentioned the recent forest fire. He described how they are rather common in that part of the world, and despite how it looked, they actually had a benefit to the ecosystem. He described how these fires could periodically reset the land, making way for new growth and creating carbon-rich soil. He said that soon signs of new life would begin to appear, and not too long after that, the landscape would be rich and vibrant again. The sight of that scarred landscape and the words of that park ranger have always stayed with me. I think it was the contradiction of them, the seeming inconsistency of the images I saw and the statements I heard that have stuck with me. A kind of tension exists between the two. Now, if you were to ask me, a person with very little understanding of the complexity of a wild ecosystem, I would say that the fire had been devastating and that I could not imagine new life springing up in its wake. But to the contrary, this fire had the opposite effect of what it appeared to be. I feel some of that same tension today as I hear the words of Jesus from the gospel, that he came to bring fire. This image is paired with baptism, which is impossible in my mind to separate from water. What could hold more seemingly different qualities than fire and water? Along with this imagery of fire and water come other challenging words from Jesus, that he has come not to bring peace, but to bring division. For me, these words hit my ear and immediately seem out of place. They seem like they should be coming from somebody else's mouth, being said by anyone other than Jesus. I think that the way this can grab our attention, the way it can strike us, because it is so different than what we expect to hear, is a large part of why Jesus says it. I cannot help think that Jesus wants to make sure that people hearing him are really listening, really paying attention. I cannot help think that Jesus wants to make sure that we, who hear it today, are really listening and really paying attention. Also, I think he wants to make clear just how important what he is talking about is. What he is speaking of is power. He is speaking of a great power. Power that has the ability to reshape lives, to reshape the world. A force, not unlike a forest fire, something that has the ability to breathe and move and consume. Jesus says that he has come to bring division, that households will be pitted against one another, that family connections will break down. Jesus knows the power that he is speaking of. He knows what it can create, that it is greater than some of the strongest forces we know in our lives. stronger than even the bonds forged by family. Now, if we stop there, leaving those images as they are, a raging fire, divided homes, it can all be a little unsettling. Jesus certainly has our attention. He has certainly conveyed the force of the power at work. That is why it is important for me to remember that landscape outside of Mesa Verde, to remember those words of the park ranger, because it does not end there. It does not stop there. Something new springs forth. That is what Jesus is speaking to. A new life, a new world, more powerful than anything we already know. There are times in my life when I can feel that power. On Sundays in particular, I can feel that new reality. I often intentionally think about the miracle that is a community of faith coming together on Sunday worship. Here in this parish, we see that at work. See people of so many different backgrounds brought together, united not by a family of shared bloodlines, but united by the grace of God. No matter our age, no matter our race, no matter any of the other countless identities we can inhabit, we are brought together, made into a new family. On Sundays, I intentionally try to think about all those other Christians outside of the walls of my particular parish, of all those other Episcopalians across Richmond, across Virginia, and across this country, who have gathered as we have, who will pray the prayers we have, who will eat the bread and wine that we have. I think about Christians of all stripes gathering today across our city and state and country, coming from so many different traditions and perspectives, and yet gathering in the same name that we gather in, praying to the same God. Across the world, in so many languages, representing so many cultures, people gather as we gather here today. From Africa to Asia, from Europe to South America, Christians are coming together, lifting up their voices in praise together, standing in reverent silence together, praying as we do to one true and living God. A people united, not by language, not by race, not by blood, but by the grace of God, by God's love, sharing a holy and eternal bond, a fire that has been kindled in the world and has spread, burning now in our hearts. Jesus Christ came to kindle a fire in the world, a fire in our lives. Jesus came to transform us, to reshape us, made into something new. New life, resurrected life, springing forth. Amen.